Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel.
Let's skip to the 1 o'clock window. Ravens laying 6.5 against the Commanders. Battle of fun quarterbacks. Can run, can throw, they can do it all. Commanders a darling team. I kind of want to play them one more time before the bottom falls out. Lamar is 7-18. Say that again. 28% as a favorite of more than a field goal in his career. We know what the Ravens do. They let their foot off the gas. They let teams back in, and they've given up the most air yards in football this year. Jaden Daniels not shy to let it loose down the field. 6.5 is a good number. I'm going to take the Commanders.
Problem is you're taking the top of the market, and the number looks so juicy. It looks so alluring. You're like, oh, this is a deal.
But this is not uber public. It's like 55% Commanders.
No, it's two-way action. What I'm saying to you is, don't you feel like
I should be getting what? 8? It was at one point.
I have a concern in that we've gotten very comfortable with Jaden Daniels completing 75% of his passes, running for 50, 60 yards a game, and making 3 to 5 electric throws a game. Like, this is just no rookie learning curve. I've just dropped you in, and this is what we're doing.
Oh, it's going to happen. But I question if it's this Ravens defense. It's not the vintage Ravens defense that has it.
Could I? Let me ask you this.
Yes.
When they go high, we go
higher? We never bet the over. Is it public? It's got to be public.
It's
the highest total this and the Lions.
So it was just my question is, okay, if we've pathwayed, the Commanders have a porous defense.
Both do. Well, by the way, Derrick Henry, I've never seen this. -330 to score a touchdown.
You can't bet
No, you can't bet it, but it just illustrates the point. Like, a lot of moving and scoring in this game.
So here's how I would pathway this. Do you believe one of these teams will get to 30?
Sure.
Do you believe the other will get to 20?
Well, so you get the over.
That's my point, though, is when you just zoom out, how are the Ravens stopping the Commanders when they're allowing this level of leakage in the secondary? And the Commanders on surface will not, as a certainty, will not stop the Ravens.
I get you capping it that way. I kind of view the game this way. The Ravens are the better team. They're at home. I could see them jumping out to a lead against a bad Commanders defense. Derrick Henry lower his shoulder, the whole thing. And the Ravens do what they do. They leave the back door open. And Daniels is throwing deep balls.
Okay.
And he's back door hitting
no
the 6.5.
No interest in the total.
No, I'm not going to do it.
What if we tease the total?
See, we don't do this. Okay, so you'd add the 6 points or drop the 6 points.
What if I can get it to 45? Jim.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's more appealing.
Let me say this. I want to say this to the listeners, too. I am fully guilty of the following. This is me going Costa noon window. If you don't listen to Saturday, you got to listen to the college episode. This guy was like a crackhead looking for a hit. Got to have a noon bet. I want to bet this game because genuinely I want to watch this game.
Yeah.
It's electric. And I'm not going to play the side. I just feel like it's a little trappy. Are the Ravens capable of blowing the doors off this team?
Yes. Yes, they are.
I kind of wanted to root for points.
Okay, then add it to your card.
It's under consideration.
You're going to have one win already on your record from the early window.
Fun fact, I don't know that I've ever hit an NFL London game. Ever.
This week.
I am the mushy peas of London bets.
How about this? You add the over, I'll add the Jags.
It's under heavy consideration. I want to see how the rest of this card plays out.
Okay.